The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
And I've escaped the confines of studio. We are no longer on the South Mall in the Republic of Work in Cork City. We have travelled eastwards and we are in the beautiful, beautiful surrounds of Ballymaloe on an absolutely glorious day. Glorious in the moment you drive in, the rhododendrons are flowering on the drive up, the wisteria, the forget-me-nots. It is an absolutely beautiful part of the country on a day like today. And I know they hope it stays beautiful weather-wise for the next few days because a big, big festival of food happening here. We're going to hear more about that in just a few minutes' time. But first, this is all happening, this festival of food, when Ballymaloe as a business is celebrating its 60th anniversary. 60 years ago, this year, that patrons were invited into the house for the first time, invited into the very room I am in now, the dining room. And Fern Allen is with me to talk a little bit about that. So, Fern, this is where it started as a business.
This is the dining room. So this is where my mum started. But the whole story, I think, started a little before that. So it really started with my dad. He was a farmer and he was actually from a Quaker family. And he went to school in Waterford in Newtown School, which is a Quaker school. When he left school, he was asked by an elderly Quaker farmer if he would come and help him run his farm in Shanagarry. So that is how he first came to this part of the country. So he was working over there in Shanagarry, and my mum was still in school. They actually went to the same school, even though she wasn't from a Quaker family. They liked the ethos of that school, so that's where she went. So she was still in school. He was farming here in Shanagarry, and that was great because he wanted to get the experience. And he was always quite a pioneering looking person. He was always looking ahead and looking to see what new things were coming in. So the people that were living here at the time were very nice, hospitable people called the Simpsons. And they would invite my dad in, and he got to know Ballymaloe very well. And he got to know the Simpsons very well, and he would help them also on their farm. So a few years later, the Simpsons were having a dinner party ahead of the fundraiser dance for the Ballycotton lifeboat.
Okay.
Ballycotton is our fishing village just down the road here, where we get pretty much all our fish. And to this day, we still very much keep in contact with Ballycotton lifeboat and very often hold fundraising events with them. But this was happening way back in 1941 as well. So the Simpsons invited my dad to come to dinner. They also knew my mum's family from a different source. They invited my mother to come to dinner. I don't know, was there a little bit of matchmaking going on? But anyway, it worked. They put them sitting next to each other in this dining room. So this is where they actually met for the first time. So that was 1941. Anyway, whatever the matchmaking situation was, it worked, and they got married in 1943. So my dad was still, he was farming in Shanagarry, and they'd be backwards and forwards to this house. The Simpsons would invite them in.
Yeah.
So in 1947, the Simpsons very reluctantly decided they had to put the place up for auction. They couldn't actually cope with the upkeep of the house and the farm any longer. The whole of East Cork came to support them on the day of the auction, but at the end of the day, there was not one single bid put on the place. So my dad went home that evening, scratching his head, what could he do? So he contacted all his friends and relations, and between them all, they came up with the £12,000 to buy the house and the farm. So that's really where it started.
And it's remarkable how the business has evolved as well, and the continual reinvention and the continual addition of rooms and the cookery school and everything else that's come with it. And there's still a farm. It's still kind
Absolutely.
Of still people working away in the background
on
that front.
Yeah. Well, we're very lucky. We're very lucky for where we are. My niece-in-law, Dervla, is now in the kitchen here. And she has very much taken on the same ethos that my mother had of as much from the garden, from the farm as we possibly can. We are in a lovely position here in East Cork. We're on a farm. We've got our own walled garden, which is organic. We're very close to the Ballymaloe Cookery School farm and gardens, which are all organic. we're very close to Ballycotton Bay, so we buy as much as possible the fish coming in off the day boats, the boats that go in and out one day, rather than the bigger boats that stay out for a week at a time. Now that gets more and more difficult as time goes by because the poor fishermen have to go out further to get the fish. But we do realise, and we've also got space, so we've got our garden, we can pick our vegetables, we've got a little area outside the kitchen. An awful lot of restaurants don't have that space, so they can't deal with the fresh produce because the health inspectors will not allow you, for instance, to bring in a carrot into the kitchen with earth on it. It has to be washed first. So we're very lucky that we do have that space. We can pick that carrot, for instance, we can bring it up, wash it, chop it up, cook it, and serve it very quickly onto the plate, because at each step, in most cases, vegetables would be losing not only flavour but also nutrients. So we are lucky to where we are at the moment.
Well, listen, it's a fantastic testament to your parents and to Doreena and to Rory and yourself and everybody else, and Rachel, who we're going to be speaking to a little bit later in the show. So listen, Fern, thanks a million for chatting
You're
to us.
You're very welcome.
Okay, I've made my way out of the house. We have travelled across here to some of the older farm buildings, and Tracy Daly is with me, who is largely responsible for putting together so much of the festival schedule. She is a coordinator of the event this weekend. Tracy, it's an absolute pleasure, and thanks a million for joining us. So maybe describe where we are.
Kieran, it is lovely to meet you, and thank you so much for being here. It's very exciting. We're in a shed. We're in a
great big huge shed.
Yeah. And it's truly fantastic. So we're in the backspace of the shed, and tomorrow in the backspace we're going to welcome quite a collection of amazing chefs. And out the front that we've just walked through, in that lovely rustic shed where once housed tractors, is our demonstration stage.
I mean, I know there's a packed schedule, so it's unfair to kind of pick anything out, but yeah, maybe try and give people a sense of what they will experience coming here.
Yeah, well said, very well said. So it's not just about the demonstration space. There's so much happening. We have the Drinks Theatre. So we have the wonderful Colin McCann operating an amazing space in the Drinks Theatre. So he's welcoming so many different drink producers from all over Ireland. And one of his workshops, which is about Irish vineyards, and it's the first of its kind, one of his talks. So that's going to be very exciting. He's welcoming a collection of people onto his panel, and he's going to talk about making wine in Ireland. Isn't that just fantastic?
Yes.
And that's just Colin McCann in the Drinks Theatre. We also have, so in the big shed, oh my God, the big shed is a hive of activity.
Yes.
So within the big shed, we have Irish food producers. We have the stage, which is the main stage for the health and wealth of soil. We've got bees and ecotherapy. We have seed saving. These are all talks, panel discussions. We have tools at the table. We have wildflower chats. We have 30-day of local food challenge, the local sandwich project. We have local food hub talks about farmers markets. We have amazing things happening in there. And Karen O'Donoghue has brought together a collection and a selection of really interesting farmers, producers, growers, food-related people that are making a difference. They're making a difference.
Tracy, we wish you the best of luck with
Thank
it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and we'll have our fingers crossed as well that the blue skies continue unabated from above. Tracy Daly, who, as I said, largely responsible for putting together this busy, busy, busy schedule for the food festival here happening in Ballymaloe this weekend.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.